Good morning.
I'm wondering about the latest Tiger Talk, Ann.
Latest Tiger Talk. Is there an adult tape, a Tiger tape? Apparently, Vivid Entertainment, a production company, woman approaches them about 2 weeks ago, claims she has a tape, says it was shot approximately 2 years ago. There's about 30 seconds of it. They can't confirm it's Tiger. I don't know exactly how you confirm it's Tiger. But Tiger's lawyers have now put out a threatening letter saying that anyone who tries to publish any sort of tape or photos of Tiger Woods is going to be in big trouble. Anyway, they couldn't legally release it unless they get Tiger's signature, but you're never going to get Tiger's signature on that. And anyway, things come out without following legalities.
Well, that's just it. A lot of these things just kind of leak onto the Internet, right?
Exactly.
Oh, well, you could tell if it's Tiger. Look at the front cover of Vanity Fair. I mean, he's there without his shirt on.
He is, and he looks like he's like in a prison chain gang or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks mean. He looks tough.
He looks mean and tough, and he just looks like, okay, here we go.
I thought that was an odd choice to have him on the cover. Was that something that was in the works before all this went down, Ann?
No. I actually thought it was a good choice to have him on the cover. The first thing I thought of is, look at Vanity Fair. And when they do a story, they do a story.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's like the New York Times or the LA Times. So I thought, wow, they are so on it. And that's the one story I would want to read, not the Us and Life and Style and all those. That's story I'm interested in looking at.
Well, yeah, let's face it. It's all about selling, you know, editions, selling magazines. And more people are going to buy it with Tiger on the cover.
Oh, there's no question, especially because it's Vanity Fair. People know it's a legit story. Sure. They've done their research and homework, so it's going to be a good story, whatever they're telling you, even if it's just the history about him. You know, like, we didn't know that his father was a philanderer until all this came out.
Right.
Everybody thought they had the perfect relationship. He was the greatest dad. We had no idea, so going into Tiger's background is probably what they've done a lot of, and that'll be fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And I'm reading that there may be fewer and fewer movies filmed in Hollywood in the years to come.
Yeah, no, it's the opposite. There may be there are fewer and fewer movies. Since 1996, when that was our peak,
Right. Production
of feature films in L.A. last year, about half. So we've got a big problem, and nobody's done anything. And I thought as soon as Arnold came into power, that would have been sort of clamped down, and Hollywood would have said, hey, we want our movies back. But
Right. Now,
finally, the L.A. City Council has made a first formal step toward forming a film commission that's going to prevent runaway production. So the council voted yesterday. They're going to authorize that research be done on how it would operate, how it would be financed. And then the report is going to be presented to the committee, and on January 12th, we'll have an idea if we're going to have a film commission to fight runaway production.
Is it a lot of it have to do with money? It just costs too much to do it in L.A.?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no question it costs too much money. But they're at a point now where a lot of people are willing to take less money, but you've got the unions. But beside that, people are not as demanding as they were before. So now everybody's just like, okay, let's just get work, folks. Because you had runaway production, and then you have a recession. It's not been good in L.A.
I would hate to see, you know, that big Hollywood sign move from where it is now to, I don't know, like downtown Boise or something. You know, it just wouldn't be the same.
That would probably be going to Toronto, actually.
Toronto, yeah, and Vancouver. They film a lot of stuff here, too, because our exchange district, we've got these beautiful old buildings that you can't find anywhere else. Just gorgeous.
Did you see a lot of production this past summer?
Personally, no. They usually don't let me anywhere near the Hollywood superstars. But yeah, the city sees quite a few movies here.
Yeah, it does. That airport, that one with Renee Zellweger.
Sure.
Okay, good.
Brad Pitt.
I mean, good for you, not good for me.
No, that's right.
Well, Kate Beckinsale was here too this year, and she's still moving on over that one.
No one told me that she was in town, by the way.
Yeah,
right,
that's
next time
why they tell
yeah, I'm going to Ann for that information next time. All right, Shatila's Hollywood. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, talk to you then.